time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I've got Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. And coming up on December 15th at the Notre Dame Hope Center from 6 to 9, it is Hope Fest. This is a lot of fun, just getting the community out, getting the community together, and getting everybody into that Christmas spirit and having a good time. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about this today.
Thank you for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure to be in your studio.
So let's talk about Hope Fest. About how long have you been doing this?
Well, we were doing Hope Festival for quite a few years back to back to back. And then when COVID hit, we had to take a break. And I reluctantly put it back together last year with the help of my team at the health department, obviously, and it was a hit and everybody seemed to really enjoy it. And many hands make light work when it comes to putting something like this together. So I'm super thankful to have the community partners that we do to put on this year's Hope Festival. And, you know, some of those great sponsors is, you know, the CARE Coalition. Obviously, they're amazing individuals on that coalition. USARA and Carbon Medical Services, Life Balance Recovery, the Opioid and Substance Use Coalition through Carbon and Emory, Castleview Hospitals donating the food this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Step One Services, the extension. I mean, the amount of support that this event gets every year is undeniable. It's amazing.
So let's go all the way back to when you first started coming up with this idea for this one. What was the main reasoning behind it? Why did you guys come up with it?
We wanted to give an opportunity to our families to come together before the hustle and bustle of Christmas and provide an opportunity that's one less night for parents to worry about cooking something for dinner or providing entertainment for their youth, right? And so that's why it's so important and fun to have this get together and have them come together and hang out with us.
So let's talk about it once again. As I said, December 15th, 6 to 9 up there at the Notre Dame Hope Center. What kind of fun are we going to get ourselves into that night?
So much fun. It's criminal. we're going to have so much fun. We have the Ambassadors for Hope Choir coming and going to welcome us out with some holiday music. We always appreciate Mrs. Winnie Grant, who's over that choir, coming and sharing her students' talent. And then we will have food, like I mentioned, from Castleview Hospital. We'll have a couple different soups and breads and crackers and stuff to fill your tummy and keep you warm. And we will also be having games and fun with prizes. And then we're going to end the night with, you know, that ho, ho, ho man, Mr. Santa Claus is going to come and visit us.
So this is a great way to, you know, and we'll talk more about it a little later on in a different at a different time. But this is, you know, if you're having trouble, to jumpstart your holiday spirit. And you know, sometimes people do. It just sometimes this is the worst time of year for certain people. This is probably a good way to do it. Is that kind of like another reason why you're tying that into this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good time to rekindle relationships with family members and to remember the family members that are no longer with us, and obviously making space for them and any emotions that you may be having coming into the holidays about people that are no longer here. You know, especially if it's the first year without your loved one, that can always be almost set you back in the progress that you've made in your grief and acceptance of the loss. And so by having social events to attend and being a part of something bigger than your grief, it's healing. It can be cathartic.
So go on out there, have a good time with this one, and just enjoy the holiday season. Is there any charge for this? Is a 100% free event?
100% free. We want you to come out and have a good time with us. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock and it'll go till about 9 o'clock. And it's fun. We'll have lots of prizes to give away that will be donated from the community. And we just want to see you there and enjoying the festivities.
So definitely get out and enjoy this one as well. Hope Fest coming up on December 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's at the Notre Dame Hope Center. There's going to be food, games, they'll have a choir, cool prizes, and of course, at the end of the evening, the man himself, Santa, will be making a visit. So get the kiddos ready, come get those lists ready, and make sure you make it up to this one once again, December 15th at the Notre Dame Hope Center. Amanda, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us about this one. And we appreciate everything that you do for the community. Thank you so much once again.
No, thank you, Dave. I appreciate the station's support and everything that we try to do. And ultimately, at the end of the day, everything that we do is for our community because we love you all so much.
All right. Once again, it's Hope Fest December 15th at the Notre Dame Hope Center. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.